White and White, Emma. St. Helena, California, February 7th, 1901. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I have read your long letters. I am interested in them. I must caution you not to invest means where it will be unsafe. Do not enter into so many perplexities that you will be unprepared physically and spiritually to meet the responsibilities of the conference. We do not want to create a spirit of antagonism which will make it disagreeable for all. Will you, my son, settle your mind in the Lord? Will you pray in faith and take God at His word? Wait patiently for Him. I have been instructed that often when we pray for light and help, we do not wait for the Lord to answer our prayers. We get in a hurry and try to make things go for ourselves. We should come out much better if our faith did not waver. Elder Daniels and Elder Irwin have been here, but I have not been able to converse with them. On Wednesday evening, we decided that, if it were possible, I would go with them to Healdsburg the next morning. The morning came, and our prayers were answered. I was a little stronger. The night before, they said that I looked like a dead woman. On Thursday morning, Brother and Sister Drouillard, who are now members of our family, Mabel, Sarah, and I drove over in the very same carriage which Father gave me, which I sold to Dr. Kellogg. He has sent it back to me in good condition. I am so glad that I have this carriage. It is so easy to step in and out of. Brother Irwin, Edson Rogers, his stenographer, Elder Daniels, and Elder Knox drove over in the sanitarium carriage. We did not dare to have one of the men ride with us, fearing that they would draw me out in conversation. Halfway over, we stopped to eat our lunch. We had a very pleasant journey all the way to Healdsburg, and I stood the drive well. On Sabbath, I bore a very straight testimony to the church in Healdsburg, and the Lord moved upon the people. There were about 400 present, and I spoke very plainly and decidedly to them. If I can, I will send you copies of what I have written concerning this. I presented Brother Leininger's case. I told them that some had urged him to make donations to the cause, telling him that as the Lord was coming, he might better invest his money where it would do good. Well, after he had invested some thousands of dollars in the Healdsburg school, some thousands in the Healdsburg church, and some thousands in the health retreat, poverty came upon him. He mortgaged his property and lost it. Since then, he has been living in my house at Healdsburg, paying no rent and letting the place go to ruin because he has not been able to obtain money to keep it up. I have paid all the taxes. I have sold Brother Leininger some furniture, amounting to $100, but have not received a penny in return. He mortgaged my house to get food to eat, and the Pacific Press raised this mortgage. Had anyone else owned the house Brother Leininger is living in, they would have turned him out. But I dared not do this. I told the people that Brother Leininger had stood before them in his great need, and that his case was an object lesson by which God was testing and proving them. I told them how Brother Leininger had been reduced from wealth to absolute poverty, and I called upon them in the name of the Lord to do their duty toward him. I asked all who desired to seek the Lord to rise to their feet, and lo, the whole congregation rose. And when we bowed in prayer, there was not one person sitting. All were on their knees. Brother Irwin spoke in the afternoon, and Brother Daniels in the evening. I met with the board and gave them the message the Lord had given me, and I think they were aroused to a sense of their obligations as Christians to Brother Leininger. I told them that the conference should provide him with several acres of land and build him a house. Not a cheap building, but a good, comfortable house. I told them that in doing this, they would fulfill a duty which should have been fulfilled years ago. Brother Leininger works early and late. He has a lumber wagon and a pair of horses. This is all he possesses, but it is something. The people manifested considerable feeling as I told them about Brother Leininger's case, and we hope that the conviction will remain until a different showing is seen. Edson, Willie must have a house for his family. I cannot see how I can allow them to remain where they are, in a place where they can get very little sunshine. If I could, I would borrow money to build him a house and do away with the necessity of his paying $10 a month for rent. I shall try to draw some money from the office in Battle Creek. Willie could not immediately get the money for his place in Kurenbong. If he can borrow $600, he can at least put up part of his house and finish it as he can.
I had thought of investing some money in fruit trees, but I think I shall wait for a year. We have considerable fruit in our orchard here. We have 2,000 prune trees.
Would dried prunes be acceptable in the South, and would it pay to transport them? Please answer this. Now tell me the best way of reaching Nashville from here. We will come and see you, and I think we shall start from here in about 4 weeks, if the Lord will. We cannot get up a large enough party at that time to command a whole car. Therefore, we shall have to give up that scheme. Elder Daniels and Willie are determined that I shall take a drawing room compartment. There will be 4 of us women in the party: Sarah, Sister Peck, Maggie, and myself. Brother Irwin is very anxious that we shall be in Battle Creek 2 weeks before the conference opens. I have decided to rent a house for my family and myself while I am in Battle Creek. This must be near the church, so that I can get to the meetings without depending on a team. I want you and Emma to be members of my family. Please tell me all you can about the route and as to the best arrangements for my family. Is the house which I sold so occupied that I could not obtain rooms in it? I must now leave my writing and attend to other important matters. Be assured that Brother Shireman will have all the attention his case needs. He is a man whom the Lord loves, and the faithful ones will be given the attention they ought to have.